8:12 on the Moody Good Morning Show, and it is Monday, February 18th, 2019, President's Day, and also time now for Monday Morning Money Talk with the United Federal Credit Union. And in the house with us this morning from United Federal is the Director of Mortgage Sales, Cameron Morris. Good morning, Cameron Morris, United Federal Credit Union.
Good morning, Pat. Happy President's Day.
Thanks. Same to you. You guys have to work today, or are you doing double duty here?
We are still open. Still open today. So we're here and ready and waiting.
All right. Very good. Well, and especially, it's a great opportunity. Last weekend was the home show here in Southwest Michigan. That may have given some folks a little boost in the pants to say, you know what? We should build our own house, maybe, if we can't find something on the local market that we'd like. And you have a great deal of information about how to go about that, talking with new construction. And, of course, the first place to start is, I'm sure, with your team.
That's right. You know, looking outside right now, I would say that it's probably not many people's first inclination to think about building a home right now. But I can tell you that building a house takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of prep work. You know, so actually now is really not a bad time to
probably
start thinking about.
Time,
if you're thinking about building a home, now's a great time to start thinking about it and planning for the future.
Absolutely. Because if you wait until the weather's good, everybody else has already started their process and they're ahead of you.
Well, that's the thing. You know, with so many different builders out there, you know, those projects are being slated right now. Those projects are being finalized, you know, right now for the spring. So just like you said, if you're not planning right now with your builder, or at least starting to, you know, interview and vet your builders that you might consider working with, then you might end up having to wait a little bit longer than anticipated.
Exactly. Or in some cases, maybe a lot longer if you have one specific builder in mind and they've already got a whole logbook filled with jobs.
Yeah. I mean, we talked to, you know, numerous people about this on a recurring basis. You know, one of them, I want to say, was probably three projects out already, you know, and they were talking about starting their home in 2020.
There you go.
So we're already that far out in some cases, you know, like you said, depending on the builder that you want to work with.
Sure.
And with the competitive housing market and where it's at right now, you know, there's a lot of ambiguity out there, I think. You know, there was four targeted increases to the prime rate, you know, slated for 2019. I think a lot of industry experts are kind of rethinking that, you know, that conundrum. And, you know, we'll probably see some more updates that they just met and decided not to raise the prime rate. So there's going to be some, I think, some different adjustments, you know, that happened in 2019.
So have you seen activity, you know, escalating on vacant land these days, or?
Yeah, actually, vacant land sales are up because a lot of people are thinking about purchasing, you know, the lot of their dreams, or, you know, maybe it's next to a lake, or maybe they want acreage. And those sales are actually up year over year. And the interesting part about what's going on in Southwest Michigan right now is we've seen a steady decline of units on the, you know, on the market, as far as inventory that's available. And we've actually seen just a slight decrease, but enough to make an impact of units sold year over year. So at this point, you know, last year we were looking at probably about 8% higher, you know, as far as total sales. But the days that listings are spending on the market continues to decrease.
Right.
Which means that it's severely competitive.
Yep.
When you're going out there to look at a home. So that's why we inject, you know, these little talking points in here, because new construction is still a very viable option. Yes, the cost to build is probably higher than it was back in 2012, you know, 2013 time frame, but it's still a good time. You know, it's still a good time to build. It's still a good time to consider building your dream home.
Well, and just like when you decide that you're going to go out and buy a home, ideally you want to talk to your lender first to make sure that you qualify for whatever home that you're looking at. I'm sure the same goes here. You find out, you know, how much you have the capability of looking at, how big of a lot, how much you can spend for a lot, and then, you know, for your dream home as to how big it's going to be able to be and everything.
You could not be more correct in that statement. And the reason that we always say, you know, just start with the lender first, because, you know, what we do here at United is we take the approach of, we would like you to understand your monthly budget, you know, before you go into, because that'll, you'll start taking these things out. You know, how much money do I have to put down? Meaning, how much money do I have to save to make this happen? What can I look as far as my total cost, my total package, you know, construction package spend? Because you're going to have to talk through those things with your builder to see, one, is the builder going to want to take on your project, you know, no matter how small or how big it is?
Mm-hmm.
And two, am I going to be able to make this monthly payment? You know, we're never going to put you in a situation where you're not going to be able to afford the monthly payment. We're going to have those discussions with you, you know, up front, that this is our recommendation, you know, as far as your budget goes, you know, and you know your pocketbook better than we do. You know how many dollars are going out every month, because just because it shows up on a credit report doesn't mean that that's all your bills every month. You know, electric, cell phone, insurance, none of that shows up on the credit report.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, you guys know your pocketbook better than we do, but ultimately we're there to help kind of guide the transaction and help you understand, you know, what's going to work for your budget.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than settling on the idea of the dream home. You got the blueprints, you found the ideal chunk of land and everything else, and then you find out that you don't even begin to qualify for it because you just don't make enough money, you know?
Well, then that's the thing. You know, we want to make sure that you're prepared to dream big, you know, so we want to give you, we'll call them the bumper pads, you know, that you can operate within.
Yep.
So that you can have those conversations. Once you've interviewed, you know, a few builders, you select the builder, you'd finalize your plans. That's all after you've talked with your United lender and, you know, kind of pre-vetted that situation so that you truly understand what it is that you have to go off of as far as your budget for the new construction build.
You also have the opportunity to allow them to roll the purchase of the land into the overall contract, right? So that they don't have to go out and make one purchase of the land and then make another purchase for the house?
Yeah, because typically, you know, you'll see a different down payment percentage requirement for, you know, just an empty lot, a vacant land, or vacant piece of land, rather. And so the United Construction Loan offers for up to 95% loan to value. So that's based on appraised value, you know, per completed construction. So you can purchase your land as a part of your construction loan. It's a one-time, you know, closing, so you're only paying the closing costs once, and there's interest-only payments during the construction phase of your loan.
Excellent. I know you always like to highlight a member of your team. Who's in the Mortgage Advisor Spotlight this week?
Yes, I do. The Mortgage Advisor is John Brown. He's located at 2819 South State Street in St. Joe, Michigan. He can be contacted at phone number 269-982-4760. And I highlighted him this week because he's one of our construction loan gurus. So if you're thinking about a construction loan, he's just one of many very prepared lenders to have that conversation.
All right. He's a go-to guy. There's your Monday Morning Money Talk this Monday morning from United Federal Credit Union, Director of Mortgage Sales, Cameron Morris, in the house with us by way of the phone. Cameron, have yourself a great day, and thanks for checking in. Happy President's Day.
Thank you, Pat. You as well.
Thank you, sir. It's